goodbye. No use leading without chin. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye. Let our hearts call it a day.
Great voice. Gloria Lynn. BP here, Bob Perkins. Just a few remembrances about this great lady of song named Gloria Lynn. She passed. We're doing this on the 16th of the month. She died yesterday, the 15th. She was 81 years of age. I don't really recall when I met Gloria Lynn. It seemed like she was always there. I guess I heard it for the first time around 1960. And this is her signature song, the song that you just heard. I had the pleasure of bringing her on stage, I guess, 5 or 6 times. And like people who like to snuggle close to celebrities, got a few photos with BP along the way. She had a string of hits during the 60s, and then somewhat faded a little bit in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. She recounted in her book, bad men, bad choices of men in her life, bad choice of management, bad record companies, and they all conspired to sort of bring her down, and I guess she was a lot of at fault too. But she continued to sing, and I would hear from her, you know, on and off, and in her book, I Wish You Love, she put old BP down as one of her promoters in along the East Coast, playing her music. I often wrote columns about her. She was quite a nice lady, but as I said, her career just sort of went down after some humongous hits in the 60s, the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and ill health were not too kind to her. And we received the bad news, as mentioned the other day, or yesterday, the 15th of October, that she had passed on of a heart attack. Another one of her signature songs, Miss Gloria Lynn. Just reminiscing about Gloria Lynn, who left us yesterday, which was the 15th of a heart attack. And I thought I would sort of go on record, as they say, and, you know, say a few words about this great lady of song. Although a New Yorker, Philadelphia City Council of the year was 1991, proclaimed Gloria Lynn Day in Philadelphia. Quite a tribute to a person who was not a native Philadelphian, but she was strong here. She was strong everywhere, as I mentioned. The 1960s, that decade belonged to her. One of the great ladies of song, Gloria Lynn. And when I play her on the air, it's amazing how many people say, who is that with that magnificent voice? She was unknown to a lot of people. For whatever reason, I think I've outlined a few that, you know, were bad choices and bad record companies, bad choices of men, and a lot of other bad luck. And then finally, a string of ill health. Gloria Lynn, the one and only.